It seems like the Mahalach HaLimud of the Ilma Yeshivas, especially Lamdas, was created in the last few centuries. How is it possible for us to be a Hemshech of the previous Deiris if we learn differently than they do? If the Deiris L'Netzach, what does it even mean, I guess, that the Mahalach HaLimud could change? Also, what did Rebbe mean when he said a few weeks ago that our current Mahalach HaLimud was created in response to the Haskalah? Okay, this is a question that has to be addressed. I mean, every yeshiva has to know the answer to this question. That vision that most of the B'nai yeshivas, most of the B'nai yeshivas today are primarily going lo'er ha'grach mi'brisks derech ha'limud. Now, that derech ha'limud was not a new chiddush and a new approach to learning that was in the previous days. That was essentially being marzi ator liyoshna to what it was in previous days. Meaning, unlike the all of, let's say, Rabbi Yisrael Salantis, the all of Musar, to learn Musar b'spailas, Rabbi Yisrael was not telling you that Rishenim learned Musar b'spailas with a nigan. He was telling you that they achieved it with other drachim, and he has a new derech, and he's not being marzatar liyeshna in the derech. He's just being marzatar liyeshna in what's being achieved by the derech. Or the era of chsidis, the chsidim were not telling you that they used to be oivet al derech zeh, that they used to jump around during the davening and stand on their heads when they were davening, which was what the early chsidim would do. They weren't saying that was an old custom. They were saying there's a new R that's being yared to the world now, and we're grabbing that R. And the madrigas that we're trying to be massing, they have had to hand other drachim to get it. Unlike these two, the derech agrach mibrisk and the eiskan ian aliment was a plain old being marzia tor liyeshna. It was not a new derech, so if it was forgotten for some tkufa, and Mizgala in this door, Machmas et Seirech, so that's a vada, you know, that's not called an interruption of the Maseirah, that's a vada called that this was the Derech. Every time you learn a Ramban, and you apply what you know from Rav Chaim's Tzugang and learning, this Har of Lombus, you are exactly trying to have what the Ramban was trying to say, exactly what he was trying to say. He also had this Derech HaLimud. He had many dark Halim, but he had this derech. You push it be mangza ator liyoshna. It's not the pshat is that they didn't think on these terms. There was no such thing. Could be the oifen of the expression could be a little bit different, especially now. You know, days later, the oifen expression is dramatically different. But it was pushed the same derech Halim, and it was forgotten for some tkufa, and it was, you know, maybe there was a tkufa they would be more foulful and other things. So he was pushing mangza ator liyoshna, but this was the derech of thinking. There are a lot of people who think, there are a lot of yeshiva bachur who think, and nobody would chas v'shalom say it, but they think this, and they should not even think it. They think that the Rishonim Taga did not think on these terms, and they wouldn't know what Reb Chaim is talking about when he starts with his hagdoros and his dinim. And they believe that the Rishonim were mechaven al emes, begoidel k'dushasam, and begoidel k'vasam al ha'maseira, but they did not think on these terms. It's not that way. They did understand these things and exactly what they're trying to say. They just, you know, they might have had a different way of expressing it, how they used to expressing things. But all these Darkein were munach b'teich devreim, and this is how they thought. It's not the pshat is, oh, he's not a real lamda. No, he was just mechav al emes, and you're going to use the real lamdas. I mean, rachmana l'tzlam mahaydaita. It's a zichah not that way. So we're 100% connected to the Maseira. And this, and the reason why I was saying last time that it wasn't like Ms. Chadish had no ways to combat Haskalah. Just they had to use this type, they had to use this. It could be used as Gala. You know, every door, Vidoroshov, door, Panosov, every door, Shtek Roach Borosh, Tzadikim, Muatim, Hem, Vishoslom, Cholder. So you have the Shadow, why was the Grachmi Brisk Shosel on that door? So that was the answering. That was every gadol, they're all a little bit different. They all have a little bit of a different surah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw them muwatim, and he placed each one in a door because kafi the umshtendin of that door, they're going to need that message and that demus and that koyach hamashpia. So because of that scholar, they needed this aura of the Grach Mibisk. But about it was something that was always around. It just needed to be stressed now. just that the Mamikim should feel it. I mean, that's for sure. I often think about this question that a Yid like Rav Eliashiv Zatzal is talking, very unique and very different than all other Gedolei Yisrael. And why was he punctual in Unzer Dor? That Roa Kosh Boro Tzadikim Vorotim, like the Bezundra message that he's giving off, is that a Tzerech in Unzer Dor, the door that he was put in. And the Iker Chiddush of Rav Eliashiv was that he believed that anything you're doing that's not sitting and learning by Abad Gemara is basically a waste of time, biyachas, to sitting and learning by Abad Gemara. Like if you come to Rav Eliashiv and you say that there's 50,000 Yid that want to hear Divrei Chizik and Divrei Seiris, could you come just for 10 minutes and say Divrei Seiris? He mamish looks at it like you're wasting his time, and I just want to learn about Gemara. That's more important, has a bigger erech than all that. You come to offer him to be a shteller, to become the biggest Rosh Hashiva in the world. You ask him to take over the Ponovich Yeshiva since the time of late. I just got to learn my about Gemara. It's just, this is just not the gay. It doesn't talk to him. He doesn't believe it has the erech. There was one godly soul, which I'm not going to mention his name for obvious reasons, that's not a godly soul. And somebody in Rav Eliashiv liked the shtickl, came to Rav Eliashiv with a sefer that he put out, and it's Taka Choshua sefer. A sefer he put out, and Rav Eliashiv looked at the sefer. He spoke to him and learning on the Yonim, and after the guy left, Rav Eliashiv said to his Meibayis, instead of learning Nochabad Gemara, I get the Rizvara. Like he was turned off of the whole thing. Now, exactly to what extent he means it, that all the ladies will put out Svarim, you know, that's a Bazil Rishmuz. But he was Pasha Tordov, he's very nice, Git Svarim, he's Taka Bihoshiv, he's Taka Bzgor Choshev, he has a lot of Torah, but still be good eye just to sit and learn writer. That's what Rabbi Asher believes, and he was Shosel in Unzer Dor, because in Unzer Dor we have a much bigger opportunity to sit and learn than we have to all get Shtelis. Not everybody gets the opportunity of becoming the 12th kid of every day he's dreaming of. So the pshat is we need somebody that you see he poo-hoos all of that, and that means nothing to him. And the only thing that counts is to push to sit and learn, and to be machkim yosef yosef, and to have the kinyan atayra beruah and al buria kinyan sinosa al libik tomet. That is what's much more important than everything else. Unzer Dor that has a disproportionate amount of lomdim biyachas to the opportunities and the positions available. This is a problem in America and a greater problem in Israel. That's why he was chosen. That particular demos, that there's no other God besides the hand, the attitude that he has. That everything is a waste of time. The only thing that's important is just this learning. I mean, waste of time, yachasi. I mean, you know, if for whatever reason he had to go give a chizik shmuz, or at least sit there while the other rabbi gives a chizik shmuz, if he was forced to because Rabbi Pliny begged him to come, so he'd go there for 10 or 15 minutes, and then he would take those 10 or 15 minutes off of his sleep to be matched on what he missed in learning. There's no such thing that is a chashuv to be matcha Talmud Torah. There was just no such concept by him. There's nothing chashuv enough to be matcha. But I'm just saying, so the grach, I mean, every god, you have to ask yourself, like, why his bezundra matches. You see Rabbi Aaron Kotler is very close, why he's put into this door of America, that brand for Torah. He's put into a midway, a door that they don't appreciate, and he has to teach the values. I mean, many gedolim, you'll be able to have the, every god will have the question, some of them, the answers will be obvious. Why that koyach, and that yuchadigah, oh, and what he stood for is the zach of the tzeirich of that door.